Episode on the scent of light, I will speak on the relevance of the Buddha today, 2,500 years after his life on Earth. My wife and I just finished watching a dramatization of his life produced for India TV by Dr. B.K. Modi in 55 episodes, called Buddha, that Netflix has recently added to its list of streaming videos. The series took us on Prince Siddhartha's spiritual journey, beginning with his royal birth and upbringing, to prepare him to become a warrior emperor. His father, the ruling king, wanted to thwart the prophecy made by a prominent sage that the prince would become a renunciate and philosopher in order that his son be raised without experiencing the griefs of life, like old age and death, experiences that would cause reflection and lead his son into contemplating these sorrows in life. However, life has its way of foiling this protective plan of his father, and Siddhartha is moved passionately into asking the deep questions that the discovery of mortality induces in a sensitive soul. The actions of Prince Siddhartha with his extended family of kingly uncles, royal consorts, and princely cousins presents scenes familiar to us all in our own families that arise out of such human emotions as envy, anger, revenge, lust, greed, cynicism, pride, and lack of self-esteem. The film series presents the principles the Buddha as Siddhartha relates to those with those very emotional, reactive minds. His search for what he called the ultimate truth that explains human misery and offers an antidote, caused him to renounce his claim to inheriting the throne and to enter the forest in solitude for deep and often painful introspection to answer his difficult questions of who he was and his purpose in life amidst the inevitable hardship life offers everyone, rich or poor, privileged or despised caste. After what the Christian mystic St. John of the Cross called the dark night of the soul, Siddhartha realizes enlightenment and the path of the middle way in controlling one's mind at the onset of desire. This enlightened state Siddhartha called Buddha, and this became his title. Buddha was his conscience, revealing his true self, and everyone could discover this ultimate truth of themselves. This led to Buddhist principles of living in righteousness and the valuing of personal experience over ritualistic adherence to scriptures and priestly traditions. He even opened the path to women and those of the lowest caste of birth, a revolutionary act at the time and even for today's society with its inequalities and deprivations of rights. I was raised in the Christian tradition, but I noticed in this film many sayings of the Buddha that resonate with those of Jesus in the Gospel scriptures. Buddha held meditation and conscious deep breathing to be an indispensable tool for self-discovery and awakening the Buddha within, similar to Jesus' exhortation of communing with the Father in heaven, within oneself. Buddha talked of the principle of reaping what you sow, requiring a discriminate mind to prevent entering into harming relationships and harmful notions of oneself is similar as well. He urged his followers to be trustful in the providence of the present moment rather than regret the past and fear the future, which reminds me of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount on asking a question to initiate reception of resources to satisfy one's needs, just like the birds of the field are cared for in nature. Such principles of Buddha have lasted over time and have influenced philosophical and religious thought through today. Our attitude as experiences unfold is a most important contribution we make to our decisions in life. A reflective and purposeful life encourages a right attitude of the Buddha's middle way. I highly recommend setting aside a time to view this series on the Buddha and reflect on your life and behavior of your mind. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.